You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And as you may have heard yesterday on The Wire, this year's local election is expected to have a much lower turnout, with Elections Ed expecting a 40% turnout nationally. This is the last day where you can both register and vote, and you can do that right here at the University of Auckland. Jen Elmerle, Manager of Democracy Services, Marguerite Delbay, joins me and starts off by telling us where you can get your say and those last-minute votes in.
So voting closes tomorrow at 12 noon, and today is the last day where you can enroll and vote at a one-stop shop. We've got three happening today, one at the University of Auckland Atrium, 12 o'clock from 4 o'clock, so if you're on the campus, this is your chance to enroll and vote. We've got one at the North Coast Library if you are on the North Shore from 1 to 3, and the Papatoetoe Night Market tonight will be there from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This is your last chance to both enroll and vote. After tonight, the enrollment will be closed, and you can only vote tomorrow morning until 12 noon.
And what do people need to bring if they're wanting to enroll and vote?
Just themselves. And just have to make sure that they're 18, a permanent resident, a citizen, just that they don't need any ID or anything like that.
Brilliant. And why is it important that people are voting in local elections?
If you look at the decisions that Auckland Council makes for all of us who live in Auckland, they really affect us in many more ways than we think at first. From, you know, having a vision about how we want to develop the city and where we want to take it in the future, and where we want to be in New Zealand and internationally as a city and as a community, to the services that the council provides you, water, public transport, libraries. The council touches you in many different ways. And we've got a young generation who's really, really worried about climate change. Well, the council has a role to play in climate change mitigation. And with the effect of climate change on sea levels rising, for instance, the council has a big role to play to keep our community safe. So there's a lot that the council does that affects the way our city works. And just choose people who you feel reflect your views to make sure they're around the table to make those decisions.
Mm. Now, there is a concern that this could be a very low turnout in terms of votership this year. Do you have anything last-minute words that could kind of push people out the door?
We're certainly hoping to, and doing everything we can, from one-stop shops to having ballot boxes at all our libraries and service centres. The team has mobile ballot boxes that are where people are. So, for instance, at the ferry terminal this morning, and there will be one tonight. We'll be at Lessigal Market tomorrow. So we're doing our absolute best for people to cast their vote at the last minute. Every vote counts, and that's something to remember. You know, we had very close calls last time, and your vote can be the decider between who gets in and who doesn't. So just make sure that you've got your say.
I might just ask one more thing in terms of something I've heard recently, that if it comes down to a tie, names are drawn out of a hat. Is that true?
That is true. Yeah, that's the legislation. And we had that in 2013 in Great Barrier, where we had two candidates with exactly the same number of votes, and the winning candidate was selected with his name picked out of a hat, and that gets done in front of the police so that the process is fair. But that's one of the quirky things about the legislation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.